Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
Well, a name that every Australian over the age of about 12 would know, and a name that appeared on Michael Farah's latest viral TikTok video.
Songs that were hits in Australia that you've probably forgotten, part 20. I'm just looking for a
good night. Mr. Reese Maston, hello, mate.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Now, that's not fair. It's not fair. That was 10 years ago, 2011. Wow.
Hello.
It's been a
how
while.
How old are we all getting?
Wait, how old were you back then?
I was 17 the day after I finished the show. So.
Oh, wow. Look, I haven't forgotten the song. I know a lot of Australians have, but I have not forgotten because I still DJ in clubs, well, until COVID happened anyway, and I still get that song requested most weekends. No joke.
Oh, I like to hear it. That's I stopped playing it for years, so I was like, oh, God, I'm that kid. I just started reviving over the last couple of years, and I'm like, it's pretty funny. It's like, for ages it was, you know, it was just the song that is, because, yeah, 10 years now, it's got its own little bit of nostalgia. Oh.
It has. It's had a revival, and I love it. I love everything about it. Now, it wouldn't have been easy for you as a 17-year-old winning X Factor and being in the public eye so much. You know, we see a lot of child actors and child stars just go completely off the rails, but fortunately for you, you haven't. But it would have taken a little bit of a toll after a while, right?
Yeah, there's been ups and downs, and there's been the bad stuff, obviously, but I've kind of, I've just turned myself around a little bit. About probably, 5 years ago or something, I went through a bit of a rut where I didn't really know what I was doing, and I think you can get confused, you know, a lot of kids coming off those shows, or even adults, man, you know, there's a lot of dudes I know that are in their 40s and stuff that come out of the back of those shows, not even just, you know, music shows, but all of them, all the reality stuff, and it rattles you about a bit because, they call them reality TV shows and stuff. There's nothing real going on when you're on it. And I've been just focusing on doing what I want to do, playing rock and roll and touring and just wrapping my head around the way the music industry actually runs, not how, you know, you can quite easily, being managed by big labels and big companies, just, you know, you kind of get kept in the dark a little bit there. But I've come out the other end. I've been lucky enough. I'm still getting to play and tour the country and, you know, go international and do my thing there. And, I honestly can't complain at all.
Amazing. Well, you did just mention you moved more into the rock and roll scene. What influenced you to make that move there?
Oh, well, I was always doing it. I think that the difference with my stuff back at Sony was that it wasn't, you know, I wasn't my choice 100%. I mean, I was involved in all the writing and stuff like that, but when it came down to the records getting released, they were always kind of coerced and went a little bit away from me, which is ultimately why I decided to leave, so that I could just play rock and roll. And I left Sony back in, I think it was 2014, maybe something like that, and I've been doing it ever since then. I think a lot of people, just because I don't really try and push for mainstream radio as much as I used to, because, you know, I think maybe the rock scene mainly in Australia is meant for Spotify and, yeah, you know, playing live. And I think that's the thing for me. Playing live has always been what I wanted to do, so I've kind of just stuck down to that. But, yeah, it's just sticking to me roots and doing what I want to do, and it seems to be working at the moment, so I'll leave it like that.
It definitely does. You seem like you've got a lot more freedom now musically. It must feel good, right?
Yeah, well, I think that's the point of music, isn't it? It's like it's not supposed to be something that's formulated. I mean, there are ways of, you know, there's amazing marketing going out around the world, and you know, props to those people that are smart enough to kind of be able to do those things. But I think music should be as freeing as it can be for the artist, and then, you know, you get the people involved around you that kind of amplify that, put, you know, make your thing as big as it can be. So it feels awesome. It really does, just to be able to go into a studio with, you know, the people I want to work with and you know, friends, you know, people that I genuinely care about, and put something down that we both as a team care about, as a band care about, and, you know, it just makes it every show you play that little bit sweeter, knowing that everything you're doing is something that you really love.
Yeah, perfectly put. I mean, you'll never work a day in your life if you're doing what you love, so that's so good to hear. Acoustic Vibes now, it's the second leg. It's happening at Barmera, Lake Bonnie, this Sunday. How has the tour been so far? Obviously, you've only done one other leg. How was that?
Oh, it was great. It was honestly great. It was The only problem I had is I started and it was rained in the second song. My set finished on the last one. I was like, you're kidding me. But it was actually great. It was really good. The actual vibe around the whole show is just, it is super chill, but it's in the same time, people are getting up and having a dance and stuff. And it was amazing. I was standing there on stage and, you know, the stage is drenched and we're all like kind of, and I just looked up and I was like, everybody's there dancing in the rain. That was the best time, you know? And I was like, that is cool. That's rock and roll right there. So it's been great. And I think it's cool for me as well, because obviously we tour as a rock band mainly. And a lot of the artists that are playing, like Diesel and Thirsty Merc, the shows I normally play with them, they're playing rock and roll as well. So for me, it's a little bit of a treat to stand side stage. Something a little bit different.
Yeah, for sure.
Same for me and Dan, you know, it's nice to do something different. So yeah, it is. It's a cracker of a show. Dave, who's put it all together, has done a great job, and it really, it's come together real nice.
Well, we're just excited now because here in SA, we can finally have some live music and even get up and have a bit of a boogie as well. So we're just pumped to have something live in our backyard to come out and see. So we cannot wait to come out and see you, Reece Masson, and can't wait to hang out with you Sunday. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, bless you, mate. Thanks for having me on.